Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, radio fans, and you are listening to Making Eight. We are back on the ranch tonight. Going to do things a little bit different tonight. We had things scheduled up and had a big lineup in store for y'all, and as it turned out, such is the life on the rodeo road. We had a guest caller that was going to call in with us tonight and kind of be with us, answer some phone calls or whatnot, and he is out on the road. So Junior Ray, we want to wish him well. One of the big rodeo cowboys, he's actually out west doing a lot of rodeos, and unfortunately not able to make the show with us tonight, but want to wish him well, and hopefully that things turn out for him, and want to wish him the best of luck in his ride tonight. But so with that in mind, we decided that we're going to kind of open things up and open the phone lines up and let you guys kind of create the show in your will, just kind of do whatever you want. And call and answer, ask some questions, sit back on the ranch with us and kind of cut up a little bit. 646-915-9940 is the number to call, and you can jump on the horn there with us and sit back on the ranch. In the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about some of the PBR and PRCA action coming up, just kind of scanning down there, checking things out, and looks like, they got some big things in the works there, and Making Eight does as well. So we're going to let y'all know what's going on. If y'all want to talk with us, make sure when you call in, you press the 1 button so we know you want to talk, and we'll get you on the air here momentarily. So stick with us, rodeo fans. You're listening to us back on the ranch. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud.
Houston right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down, she just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road, and need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
World champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making 8. We're back on the ranch here tonight, looking to talk some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. And you know, like I said, we had a big lineup here tonight, and such is the rodeo life, you know, things get kind of twisted around there last minute. So we're just going to kind of wing it here tonight, going to talk a little bit about PBR, PRCA, a little bit about a Making 8 action with you. And if y'all want to jump on the line with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. And I got to say, you know, this is really kind of awkward. I chipped my tooth tonight, so I'm kind of having a hard time here getting it, you know. It almost seems like I got a whistle going on there, so y'all just might have to bear with me. But yeah, kind of disappointed about that. But anyhow, we do have a good lineup here for you tonight. We're always sitting back talking rodeo with you, and love to take your calls. And remember, if you want to get on the line with us when you call in, make sure you push the one button at any time, so that way we know you want to holler at us, and we'll be happy to take your call. But yeah, we're just sitting back and you know, I was talking to some good friends of mine tonight, and, you know, catching some emails back and forth and some text messages or whatnot. And, you know, I kind of got a little surprise deal and found out that somebody, one of my good, dear friends, has a birthday coming up this Friday. So want to wish her a very special happy birthday. So, Monica, I know you're listening out there, and, you know, just want to say, you know what, we got something for you right here. That's right. It's another year down the toilet. And you know what? We know you've had a busy one this year, and want to wish you well. There it is. So there's our birthday present, courtesy of Making 8. We know you're thinking about us and probably rolling on the ground over there. So good times there, darling. Anyhow, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the PBR action. And, of course, that, you know, they were I got to figure out where they were this week. Shoot, man, I'm all kinds of lost. What happened? I had everything all laid out here for me, and it kind of got all shot sideways there. But I think they was in San Antonio this weekend. They were. Yep. And you know what? One of my buddies actually had an opportunity to see this cowboy ride quite a bit. Cody Nance got his first ride, or his first win, I believe, of the year. So definitely congratulations to Cody out there. And you know, last year, of course, being in the Rookie of the Year standings and whatnot with the PBR and the Built Ford Tough Series. So great job for him, and definitely congratulations. That guy's on fire. And look out for him, because he'll be there at Vegas for sure. So anyways, also caught some wind there that looks like you know, it looks like they got old JW and Justin McBride are going to be back on RFD TV tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern time, and they'll be doing their PBR Now show, which will be going on for about an hour. They're also going to broadcast it live on the Internet, so it's going to be live streaming. You'll be able to tune in and catch it, and definitely don't want to miss it. But anyhow, you know, we're just going to kind of move things along here, rodeo fans. You know, looking to take your calls for sure, 646-915-9940. And you know what? Of course, you know, I got my co-host Amber, you know, I had to almost get on to, of course, call Ross Hill, and he's on his way up in New York. Now, check this out. If y'all have Ross on Facebook, y'all need to go bug him. Now, this guy gets up there to New York this morning and gets a suite up there, this hotel room. It's got a jacuzzi in it. So this guy's sitting in a hot tub, probably listening to the Back on the Ranch show. And if y'all are Ross, you better get on the line and give us a call, man. We want to hear from you. So 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We'll be happy to sit back, talk some rodeo, talk some Western, anything you want to talk about in life itself. Just remember, you got to keep it clean, because it is a family show right here on MakingEight.com. We're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. Y'all are listening to us. Get a grip with Making Eight. We'll be right back.
gonna be in Amarillo by morning.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right, welcome back. That's right. You're listening to us here on Makin8.com. We are back on the ranch. And what do you know? We got our first caller on the line, so let's see if we can't get down there and find out who it is. Now, the area code kind of looks a little familiar to me. Let's see if we can figure it out here. 256, you're on the Back on the Ranch show.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Amber. Well, you know, my co-host finally decides to make an appearance. How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay. You know, well, we could be better, I should say. About an hour before the show, wouldn't you know, I chip a tooth. I'm looking like Ross Hill here.
Oh, no. What happened?
I have no idea, man. I was eating me a slice of pizza, and next thing you know, I got a tooth falling out. It ain't good.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Not at all.
Not at all. So, yeah, I'm trying to look like your brother here, man. So, how are things going with you, Amber?
Oh, just crazy busy, you know?
Yeah.
Glad to be back in the southeast, I can say.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, you were out in Salinas just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, I went on the adventure.
Yeah, an adventure, I hear it was.
Yes. It wasn't a very successful adventure, but I can't say it was a complete failure.
Right.
I enjoyed the trip. It was a long trip with my brother, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it was a good trip. We had a good time and made the best of what it was, you know? And so, really, as far as, like, we could have had way more trouble, you know? Could have been way worse. So, no complaints, really. It was definitely an experience as far as the rodeo end of it.
Right.
It's something else to watch. Like, every morning I'd get up and watch Slack, and I know that most bull riders and rough start riders say, oh, that's so retarded and so boring. But the team rope and everything was so different. It was like a 5-foot score, and team ropers both come out of the head box. And the bulldogging steers were wide open, and so it was like wide open or wiped out. So really interesting and good to watch, really. The deal about the rodeo, the performances, so much going on at one time, it's hard for one person to sit in the stands and comprehend what's going on. It's unreal.
Really?
They have stuff going on in the track. Like, they have the barrel racing in the track, but they have, you know, the whole time they're doing an act or any kind of trick riding or anything like that, that's going on during an event. An event will also be going on in the arena. Like, they do not stop.
Wow.
So, yeah, they have 3 sets of bull riders of performance, and they have 16 shoots.
No kidding.
So, extremely big, extremely high quality, you know. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the rodeo part of it. Well put together. So
yeah,
it was neat to definitely go and see.
Well, yeah, I would definitely like to look into getting out there again next year, you know, and who knows, you know, maybe next year we'll be able to bunk up and travel with Ross Hill.
Yeah, you can take my place.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I don't know, though. You were actually out there selling Weezers, weren't you?
Oh, well, we started selling Weezers. The Weezers didn't go so well. There was probably 100,000 people in and out of there in 4 days. And to think that nobody knew what they were. Nobody had ever seen a Weezer. And the announcer sure didn't help plug them in any way. So as far as that kind of help, there was none. Ross, Slim, Evan Aller, they all got in the arena through them. Casey Cray and all of them were throwing them in the arena. But as far as I saw them, you know, the people in the grandstands could barely even see what they were doing.
Really?
They pretty much had to have binoculars anyway. So,
no kidding.
So for them, like, if you were walking through the stands and they saw you holding one, they wouldn't know that that's what they were throwing in the arena. And
oh,
there
wow.
was no help. You know, there was no help from the announcers, like I said. And so, therefore, they didn't know what they were, you know.
Right. Wow.
And, yeah, so it was rough. And we know we're not going to just jump into something like that again, which really, the odds of it, we took like 3,500 Weezers, 3,000 Weezers, or we picked them up there. And out of 100,000 people, if you even say, you know, not even half of them were kids, you know,
right.
it's still like, you know, 1 in 100 that would get a Weezer.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would definitely think you would sell out real quick, but it didn't happen in Salinas.
No, I hear you. So
but
what
you,
you
live
been
and
doing
learn. With... You live and
yeah, that's for sure. So what have you been doing with yourself over there in Muscle Shoals since you've been back?
Since I've been back, we got hay galore. After this season, I'm not going to want to see hay for a couple of years probably. Yeah.
Good. Then I know what I'll send you for Christmas. I'll send you a big old
pile
of hay.
That would be wonderful.
Nice.
And getting back in the swing of things, getting ready to go back to school. I've been to a couple of rodeos and, you know, just this and that. And went. I did take a little trip and went and visited some friends for a week after Salinas. So it was well deserved. My little half vacation.
Okay.
So it was good.
Good
it's
deal.
Good. Now ready to get back in the swing of school.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, get back focused. And
when do you start back school?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, huh? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually getting ready to get a vacation of my own. My kids and all are getting ready to haul off and head up to Pennsylvania tomorrow for about 10 days. So I'm going to have 10 days of peace and quiet around the house. I ain't going to know what
wow.
to do with myself there, Amber. I know, right?
Yeah, really? You going to know what to do?
I said, you know what, it's a good thing we're not doing this thing on video because I'm liable to be, you know, about running around in my birthday suit next week just enjoying myself for 10 days. And I said, I might do it back on the ranch show with nothing on but a smile.
I hear you.
I know, that's a picture you want me to paint for you, right?
No video. No video.
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
I can now. You're kind of breaking in and out. Get the golf club out, Amber.
Got the golf club on top of my truck. I'm driving, so
oh,
kind of in and out of service. So
I hear you. I got you now. What were you going to say?
I said no video. Make sure we have no video.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. We don't want to scare the fans away, that's for sure. We have a hard enough time trying to keep them around.
I hear you.
Well,
so
you know
what?
Some things are going pretty good for us. We're actually going to be heading out to Graham, Texas next month, and we're going to be out there for 3 days hanging out with Gary LaFue and his bull riding school that is filling up real fast right about now. So, he's actually got about 20 bull riders just about signed up for this deal, and I know he's got about four or five bullfighters for the bullfighting school side of it. So
that's great to hear.
Yeah, it's going to be a good deal, and we look forward to getting out there and hanging out with Gary LaFue and whatnot. That'll be going on next month, and the 20th of this month we'll be back in action. We're going to do a live video broadcast from we're rodeo right up the road here in Tampa, Florida, through Remington Rough Stock. Going to be broadcasting that live, and shoot, we might even be on the microphone a little bit, doing a little bit of announcing for it. So kind of looking forward to that, getting things back rolling there, you know. That would be a good time.
Yeah, sounds great. A lot of doors opening, it sounds like.
Well, they are. They are. Sometimes we got to kind of push them open just a little bit, you know, and it's all about getting our foot in the door. And, you know, we're actually going to work with try to get involved with the PBR a little bit, and we got the PRCA. We're kind of, you know, trying to do some negotiating with, see if we can't work out a good deal and do some promotional things with them and whatnot. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things rolling down the wire here for Making Eight.
Sounds like it. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, shoot, you know, we got to get you guys more involved now. I did talk with Rolf yesterday when he was on his drive up there to New York, and, you know, he says he's about ready to get back in action here. He says he's just been on the road so much, and, you know, I know everybody looks forward to having the Rolf Hill Show, and I was just getting email messages today with guys asking us about the old Rob Smet Show and whether or not he's going to be able to get back at it with his morning coffee show, and, you know, Rob is going to be back at it. It's just going to be another couple weeks. He's, you know, been so busy.
Yeah.
You know, the summertime, you know, obviously, Amber, the summertime, you know, it's warm out. There's so many rodeos booked all over the U.S., and guys are just so busy. It's hard to get them tied down long enough to even sit down and do a show, you know?
Right. And when they're not at a rodeo, then they're having to take care of things at home. And,
right.
You know, the little bit they are at home, like Rolf, every time he's been at home, it's been hay, you know, and we gotta, when he's there, we have to have his help, you know, and it gets so overwhelming through the summer, and I mean, it's just one rodeo after another, and plus trying to keep things going at home. So.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
We all know how it is.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, you know, but such is the life as a rodeo cowboy, and shoot, you know, that's kind of one of the things that we're going to be working on here in the near future. Now, I'm not going to let on and disclose what Making Eight is about ready to do, but I got to tell you, Amber, it's some pretty exciting stuff. You and I will be talking about it here real shortly, but, yeah, needless to say, I'll give you a little hint. You'll be able to tune in to Making Eight and find out what life on the road, on the rodeo road, is really like. No unedited, just the way it is, you're going to get to see it firsthand right here on Making8.com. We're going to bring it to you. So there's a little
bit
of a hint of what we're doing. Yeah, it is, especially when we got guys like Rolf Hill and whatnot riding with us. You know,
that makes for
some really interesting entertainment there, to say the least. And you know as well as I do, I have been on those road trips.
Some of that. Yeah,
that's right. I have
footage.
I know. I have been on that. I've been on that side, that ride out to Texas, him and I. Boy, I'll tell you what, we had a good time, you know, stopping off at yard sales and everything else, man. We had a great time with it, and, you know, that's what we look forward to doing. So you fans at home that are tuning in are going to be able to check that out. You know, and Amber, we've been on the show here for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so, and we have not let on our call-in number. So we got to do that. 646-915-9940 is the number to call if you want to sit back on the ranch with Amber and I. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you, or just about anything, so give us a call. Anyways, man, Amber, I got to tell you, I just hate this talking stuff, man. You know, it's like I got air leaking out my mouth there, you know, with that chipped tooth. It just don't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
No, it don't, does it?
No, I'm kidding. I can't really tell just by hearing you talk, but it is. I know it is a weird feeling. I've never had a chipped tooth, knock on wood, but you know, like any kind of dental work you have done, it's weird at first. You know, like braces and stuff. I went through all that.
Oh yeah,
it is a different feeling.
That feeling.
The least little thing happened in your mouth, and it's completely different.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well. You know, we talked a little bit about the PBR and some of their stuff, but we didn't talk too much of the PRCA. You know, one of the big things I was looking here is the PRCA, they just, Corey Wall, the PRCA Bullfighter of the Year, just got a street named after him up there in Colorado. Corey Wall Way. What do you think about that?
I'm glad to hear it, really. I think, you know, the credit is deserved, you know. I'm glad to know that they respect him for it, you know, and enough to say that he needs a road sign named after him.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I can't wait till we got the Making Eight Road or something. You know, what do you think, Making Eight Avenue? Come on now, we got to work on these, or we got to have the Amber Hill. What are we going to have, the Amber Hill? Shoot, yeah, we'll just call it Amber Hill. You know, we'll find a little hill up there, and we'll name it after you. What do you think?
Yeah, or you have to name it like Ross Hill's Sister Way. You know,
Ross
that's
Hill's
what
Sister
I always
Way, huh?
Oh, that's Ross Hill's sister.
Uh-huh. I hear you. Well, you're making a name for yourself right here on Making8.com. So, you know, I don't know if we could really go with that too much, but you know what? Nicknames. We still got to come up with these nicknames, darling. It's been a while, you know. You know, and of course, yours is definitely, it's going to be Gator Bait, you know.
Yours is definitely Chicken Thigh, no changes.
Oh, man, come on now, you know, really? I can't have no street named Chicken Thigh Lane. You know, that just won't work too well. But Gator Bait Way would sound good, or Gator Bait Lane would sound really good.
What sounds good?
Gator Bait. Gator Bait Lane.
That's it. Perfect.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what. We have not had any callers here on the line with us here tonight, and I'm kind of disappointed. We got all these fans tuning in, and you know, I've been talking with them all week long, but shoot, we can't get any of them to call in and ask us some questions. And I've been, you know, trying to put together the joke of the days, or you know, some cowboy, you know, cowboy advice, or what's the cowboy quote of the day. Shoot, Amber, I know you're on the road, so you can't do a whole lot of that back behind the scenes work for me, and see if we can't put up some of the cowboy quotes or whatever for the day. I'm going to see if I can pull one up. What do you say we take a short break there, Amber? I know you're kind of running in and out of reception, but what do you say we take a short break and we come back, we'll bring out some cowboy wisdom?
All right. Sounds good, Scott.
All right, y'all stay tuned. You're listening to Making Eight, and we're back on the ranch. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots, they're living night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My first here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. Docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and it's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Kind of wind things down in the back half of our show here, and got our co-host back with us, Miss Amber. So, Amber, you still with us?
I'm here.
Broke oh, you kind of have.
But I think I'm good. Can you hear me good?
Oh, yeah, I can now. You have me worried there for a second, though, because you're so long in answering. But thought we lost you for a minute, but glad you're joining us tonight. And it's good to have you back here on the ranch with us.
Oh, yeah, good to be here.
So we were talking just before the break and said we was going to get a hold of some cowboy quotes, and I got one here that just kind of stood out. Actually, I got a couple of them, but, you know, one, you got to always quote the Duke. You know, one way or another, and old John Wayne, you know, he come up with some of the best of them. And, you know, one of the quotes that he was saying was, courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyways. I like that. Makes a lot of sense, don't it?
Sure does. It really does. And cowboy logic, that is, really. That there's no other way to say it, really. They live by it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But, yeah, there's a few other ones here that just kind of stood out to me, you know, just kind of scanning down, looking at some of these things. And, you know, one of them, and this one will be a good one for you there, Amber, to think about, because you're always talking about how you're Ross Hill's sister. Don't judge people by their relatives. So what do you think about that one?
Amen. How many times I've said that one?
Because you know what, if we had to judge poor Ross Hill on your, you know, on you, you know, he'd be in all kinds of trouble, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Or if I had to be judged with Ross's reputation, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I had that backwards, huh?
Yeah.
I hear
be
you.
A good date.
Would he? I don't know. I hung out with you for a couple days out there.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
I think he would be. You hung out with him a couple of days, too.
I hung out with him for more than a couple of days. I'll tell you what, I was ready to get back to Alabama until I got back there and actually saw what I had painted on my truck.
That's right.
Then I was ready to leave.
But we really are same blood, you know. I'm not as bad, but I still got it in me, you know?
Yep, that's for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt that you do. But, all righty. Well, I'll tell you what, 646-915-9940 is the number to give us a call. If you want to jump back on the ranch with us, talk a little rodeo. You know, we was hoping to kind of get a couple other guys. Old Timber Tuckness has been out on the road hitting things real hard, and wanted to get him on the line here. We, you know, I got an email from him not too long ago, or a Facebook message. He had sent me a copy of an article that was posted about him, and apparently some people up there in I guess it was up in Canada really didn't agree with his comedy acts that he was doing. And
well,
they kind of
he? I sure wish that he was on the line right now. I would love to hear what he had to say. What happened to him?
I don't know, you know. I mean, I talked to him earlier this week, and, you know, he was hoping to be able to try to get on. But, you know, that guy, he is on the road so much and hitting so many of these rodeos between Canada and the U.S. Up there in the northeast country, you know, in Wyoming and whatnot. It makes it really hard for him. But hopefully we'll get him here in the next week or so back on the ranch with us.
Yeah, I would really like to hear more about that. You read it?
Yeah, I did. It was really interesting, and I really didn't want to let on without having him here to be able to really enlighten us on it. But
right.
It was a really interesting article on it, and, you know, it just kind of made you think, you know, apparently that, you know, some people were offended by some of the jokes about, you know, the politicians here in America. You know, I mean, heck, if we're willing to stand out and make fun of our own politicians, you got to kind of let us do our thing, you know what I mean? you know, they are kind of a laughing stock, and it makes for good and funny entertainment. You know, when you're trying to make a bright, make people laugh about such a sore subject. You know what I mean?
Right.
See, I mean, and that's really the only intent, that these guys are out there doing, when they're laughing and cutting up about that, is they're just trying to make light of a sore subject, you know. We're talking about our economy and everything, downhill the way it is. We're just trying to shed light on it. Maybe we need more cowboys up there in Washington, D.C. What do you think? I would certainly vote for that. You throw a guy with a Stetson on up there running for office, and I think he'd get my vote for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree to an extent. I'm not for what's going on in general, but the only thing about throwing a cowboy up there is you won't when you need him, you call him, he isn't there. He won't be in the White House, he'll be at a rodeo.
Yeah, I hear you. That's for sure. Well, you know what? Then maybe we'll bring a little bit of the political office back out there to the rodeos. Hey, if you
that's
want it,
that's what needs to be done.
That's right. That's right.
They need to be reminded what America's all about.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we're out here trying to do as well. Is remind these folks that, there's a whole lifestyle to be had right here in the rodeo community. In that cowboy tradition. So we're gonna continue that no matter what.
Right.
If they make it illegal, send me to jail, right?
That's right.
Well, Amber says, now, wait a second. You're not a big fan of jail, are you? You've never been there, right? Are you there? Amber Hill. Uh-oh. I think we lost our co-host. Oh, man. Amber, you with us? Come in, Tokyo. Amber Hill. Uh-oh. Yep. We're disconnected from her. All right, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940. That's the number to call. Sit back on the ranch with us. Let's talk some rodeo. Until we get Amber back on the hill, Amber back on the ranch, I think we're going to take a short break. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. Go grab that blue bandana. cause this train's leaving Alabama, headed north through Tennessee. We can head out to the Carolinas and drive up the coast, or go out west to Salinas, California, and watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. Watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch tonight. Just got a little pop-up message from my buddy on Facebook there, Jay Brainerd, the guy we met out there in Texas, a good young bullfighter, and I want to say hey to him, know he's tuning in to us. And want to thank you, Jay. You know, got to tell you, that was Matt Thompson there singing You Next to Me, and he said, you know what, we got to let people know what the name of these songs are and, you know, who's singing them. So, that was a little bit of You Next to Me by Matt DeCat, and that guy was just out there in Salinas. One of Ross Hill's buddies right there in Muscle Shoals, and travels with him from time to time. Good young cowboy, and that guy sure can write and sing some songs, especially after them rodeos. He plays a pretty good after party sitting in the hotel rooms. Anyways, rodeo fans, I think we're going to wind things down here. You know, I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight, and make sure you tune in next week. We've got Jay. We're going to try this again. We got Jay Brewer, Steve Wangler, and we're going to go with trying to get the old guru himself and Gary LaFue back on with us. Know we had some issues last week with our show, but looks like we're going to get that worked out and get these guys back on the show. We'll talk about their upcoming school right there in Graham, Texas. Ought to be a real good show. You know, next week. So that's going to be on Tuesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, rodeo fans, get it on your calendar. Stay tuned to Making8.com as well as join us on Facebook, and we'll keep you updated on what's going on down here. Like I said, we got a lot of things in store for you here coming up real quick. The 20th, we're going to be out doing a live video broadcast, so y'all can tune in to Making8.com. Watch the rodeo live from Brandon, Florida, right there at the Crosstown Arena in just outside of Tampa. It ought to be a real jam-up bull ride. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And going to be joining Remington Rustock down there. So looking forward to get back there with them. Y'all stay tuned to that, rodeo fans. Until next week, y'all get a grip with Making Eight. Take care.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
My mind. I hope I sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party. Down under, Brendan Clark put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. Willis Trost Clear got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.